siyabonga Chris lichona njani mthwakazi omuhle ikudibana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 17 ngonhlangula 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Wola mugela emweni ngenjabulo nguntu ngamili inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje umbukiso wesangana ihlanganani expo ovulwa ukusemthethweni kobulawayo egcekeni leZimbabwe International Trade Fair
ngokwenza ke lesuthu kwenza kanizolo eHIV namhlanje kwenza kale futhi kufuze uma kuyikuhamba ngani mina kufuze koshuwa baqalise kakutya.
Kuqhamuka udlakela njalo komunye wemihlangano yokuzwa imbono kaZulu ngenguquko efuna ukwenziwa nguhulumende kumthetho we-Local Government Amendment Bill. Kuwaza Friday si lo mculi werumba uMbatha Pela ehamba leqembu lakhe leBruna Beck Challengers. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Abasakhulayo abangamachumi amabili abavela kumabandla chiyeneyo la kunhlanganiso ezizimeleyo phansi komanyano weTajamuka ababotshwe izolo benanza ilanga lamalungelo abantwana ele International Day of the African Child eHarare bakhululwe kodwa ngemva kokutshaywa ngamapholisa. Umnumzana Charles Nyoni owenhlanganiso ye-Occupy Africa Unity Square utshele Studio 7 ukuthi abanye babo basiwe esibhedlela ukuya kwelatshwa amanxeba. Kunjalo nje kuqhamuke udlakela namhla emhlanganweni wokuzwa imbono kaZulu ngenguquko ezanywa ukulethwa nguhulumende kumthetho ophathelane lokuqhutshwa kwemisebenzi yezabelo we-Local Government Amendment Bill. Lokho ngokwesibili ukuthi umhlangano uchithwe ngenxa yodlakela olubikwa lubangelwa ngabasekeli bezano PF. Ukansila womuzi weZibarasekwa umnumzana Thamsanqa Hadebe obesemhlanganweni lo utshele iStudio 7 ngokwenzakeleyo.
Right, okwenzakeleyo ekupheni umbono ikomiti leyani parliamentary committee ibuza imibuzo mayelana nokubonisana ukuthi liwubona kanjani lumthetho. Kuthe labo akade sebesukuma sebekhuluma akade wengowesibili ekusukumeni akade ewunombono wokuthengisa ukuthi lumthetho kawulunganga kanti kawuhambanga ngendlela engakiyo ekufuze ukuthi kuhambe ngayo ahle kwaphumilo yikhonapho. Ukukhanya ukuthi laba bantu vele abonye enye iphathi yetreza lo-P F bona banombono ukuthi njengoba umthetho usuke ngangakubo kufuze usapotwe kuphela akufuzanga ukuthi ukwaliwe. Then bathengisa ukuthi babuya manje benamaroli labanye abakade bakuthunga ukubuya betshela ukuthi bafuze basapote kuphela hatshi ukunika umbono wabo ngokwabo.
Manje emsindweni lowo akula abalimeleyo na?
Right, ekulimeleni soze kuphela-ke kale ngoba sonke siyabe sivele sesiphuma sesigijimagijima sesibaleka nempilo yethu ngoba uyazi ukuthi laba abantu njengolokho kwenzakalizolo futhi okwatshaya khona omunye wethu vele akula kathesi ukuthi angikahlangani labanye ukuthi ngibone ukuthi ngabani lobani lobani obalimeleyo.
Manje kuthiwani uzaqhubekela phambili yini umhlangano lo bazawubiza njalo na kumbe vele suhle waphelela khona?
Kathesi vele ngasikazi lutho ukuthi bazathini ngoba I think bona abaparlamentary bakubone ngoba kwenzakele 2 days kwayenzakala izolo e-HICC namhlanje kwenza kale futhi kufuze uma kuyikuhamba ngani mina kufuze for sure baqalise kakutya.
Umnumzana Thamsanqa Hadebe ngukansila weZibarasekwa eHarare ubekhuluma le Studio 7 ekhona le eHarare. Inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezisebenzi kwele Botswana ithi iyakhathazeka kakhulu ngokuhlukuluzwa kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisebenza kwele Botswana. Kubika uMartin Ngwenya.
Inhlanganiso yeBotswana Federation of Trade Unions BFTU itshele intatheli izindaba ukuthi yakhathazeka ngendlela uhulumende weBotswana njengomgcini sihlalo weSADC othe indiva isikhalazo zezisebenzi eZimbabwe. IBFTU ithi kumhlangano wezisebenzi ngaphansi kwenhlanganiso ye-International Labour Organization i-ILO osanda kubanjelwa eGeneva eSwitzerland, uhulumende weBotswana wehluleka kumali yezisebenzi eZimbabwe lapho umhlangano uthola ukuthi izisebenzi ziyancindezelwa. Umongameli weBFTU uMnumzana Buhetsi Linzwi uthi iZimbabwe kanye leSwaziland zamiswa phambi kwekomiti ebona ngesimo kanye lamalungelo ezisebenzi. Kwatholakala ukuthi izisebenzi eZimbabwe azilamalungelo akhululekileyo ngokutshengisela ukungaphiwa ithuba eliqondele lokukhulumisa lomqhatshi phezu kweholo kanye lokuvinjelwa ukungenela inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo ezisebenzi. IZimbabwe yatholakala ukuthi vele ayinanzi ngitsho kancane amalungelo ezisebenzi noma nje udaba lolu luhlala lukhulunywa emhlanganweni efana lezwe eGeneva. UMnumzana Linzwe uthi bamangele ukuthi iBotswana yehlulekile ukukhulumela izisebenzi emazweni omabili esikhundleni sayo njengomgcinihlalo weSADC eleBotswana litshele umhlangano weGeneva ukuthi eZimbabwe liyazama ukuxazulula ingxaki ezibhekane lezisebenzi ngakho akula sidingo sokwethuka ngesimo eZimbabwe. Kodwa uLinzwe kavumelani lohulumende wakhe esithi izisebenzi eZimbabwe zidlala uklubhu lokwethuselwa lokutshaya kwenkokheli emela izisebenzi. Abanye eZimbabwe labo abavumelani ukuthi iZimbabwe ikhenani uma kukhulunywa ngamalungelo esebenzi.
Njengomuntu osike wasebenzela elizweni leZimbabwe sesebenzela ngapha eBotswana, ngiyavuma ukuthi khona umumo wokusebenzela eZimbabwe awusiwo umumo omuhle sibili, awuphathi kuhle, abantu ungaxotsha umsebenzi awutholile ipenshini. Le minyaka emihlanu usebenzela khonapha eBotswana ipenshini yami angayitholi lokuyithola esuka khona ngale eZimbabwe.
Ukanti inkosikazi Marilyn Spanda uthi yena waphumba kwinkampani yaseyavalwa e-Emelin kodwa abatholanga lutho njalo bezaphuma bengatholi okubafaneleyo.
Sibisimo sabantu akade besebenza emafektali lapha koBulawayo abakhitshwa umsebenzi. Ngikhuluma nje abakumelini kabatholanga ngisho ipeni kulokho esithi ngama-benefits. Bebevuka betshitshela khona bethumbe mhlawumbe sekuze kumanje abakatholi lutho.
ULinzwe uthi wehluleka kulandela kanye lokunanza imithetho ye-ILO ngezisebenzi zeZimbabwe yikho kudala ukuthi inkulungwane lenkulungwane zeZimbabwe zingene eBotswana kungekho emthethweni zizodinga imisebenzi. NginguMartin Ngwenya wendaba zeStudio 7 ngisavunongela eBotswana.
Uhlelo lweStudio 7 Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ingxabangxoza ebakhona emihlanganweni kahulumende yokudinga imbono kaZulu ngokuguqulwa komthetho we-Local Government Amendment Bill. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafithane. Lanxa umumo usuthule ekulwisaneni okuqhamuke phakathi kwabomakhelwane ele-Eritrea lele-Ethiopia ekuqaliseni kwaliviki, ukufuthelana kubikwa kuqhubekela phambili. Ele-Eritrea libika ukuthi libulale amasotsha e-Ethiopia edlula amakhulu amabili lalimaza angamakhulu amathathu, kodwa alisachongo ukuthi kube lo monakalo onganani kubutho lalo. Amantombazana esikolo alikhulu lamachumi amahlanu aseqale uhlelo lokulungisa umtshina we-satellite wakuqala ezwekazi le-Afrika. I-satellite le izathunyelwa emkhathini umnyaka lo ungakapheli, njalo lolu hlelo balwenza ngoncedo lwe-The Meta Economic Development Organization ngenhloso yokuthuthukisa inani lamantombazana aphatheka kweze-science. Lei Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America ese-Washington. Kesizwe utaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Kwahulumende yakwele India umnumzana Narendra Modi usanda gqiba uhambo lwakhe lokwethekelela eWashington DC khonapha eMelika olwensuku ezintathu lapho wahlangane labamabhizimusi amalunga amadali wonke ephalamende lezinye inkokheli zaleli lizwe. Uqale ngokuhlangana lomunye wakhe okhokhela iMelika umongameli Barack Obama behlaziya indlela zokuthuthukisa ubudlelwane bamazwe abo. Ekhuluma emhlanganweni lo, uObama uthe leMelika lele India asebone uqiniswa kobudlelwane lokusebenzelana kwamazwe omabili eminyakeni esanda kwedlula emisebenzini eminingi kanye lokuba lembono efanayo endabeni ezithize zomhlaba. Waphatha udaba lwendima edlalwe ngele India ekuphumeni lesivumelwano sokuguquka komkhathi emhlanganeni owenzelwe eParis kwele France kwaze kwavunyelwana ukuthi kuyaqhubekwa kusenziwani emhlanganweni oweCanada walonyaka ukuze isivumelwano seMontreal Protocol 2016 laso siphumelele. Umongameli weMelika uncome uModi ngenhlelo zelizwe lakhe zokutholisa uzulu amandla kagetsi avela elangeni angaphambanisi umkhathi. Ngakho ke ubone kumqoka ukuthi lawa mazwe omabili asebenzelani kuhlelo lwe-US-India Partnership to Advance Clean Energy, ikakhulu ekulungisweni kwama-solar panel aphanye kwa kuphahla lwendlu alungiswa kwele India. Ababili laba baphinde bahlaziya ngodaba lwamandla awe-nuclear ukuthi asetshenziswe ngendlela engasiyongozi ebantwini ngoba eleMelika liyasekela ukungena kwe-India ukuba lilunga leqembu le-Nuclear Suppliers Group, okuliqembu elabunjwa ukukhangela ukuthi amandla awe-nuclear akasetshenziswa ngendlela yokulungisa izikhali zombhuqazwe.
Lolo bekulutaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Imidlalo yeKhayelitsha Premier Soccer League ingena kuviki lechumi kulimpela viki kulemidlalo eyisikhombisa ezadlalwa enkundleni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe. Kuviga uJoseph Njanji.
Kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu lenkezi Platinum lizemukela elecholotsho enkundleni enyamunga ukuthi enkundleni eBaba Fields kuzadibana iqembu leBulawayo City lele Harare City. Umdlalo obekumele ube phakathi kweqembu leChicken Inn lele FC Platinum udluliselwe phambili. Lokhu kungoba iqembu leChicken Inn labadlali abadlula abathathu abayingxenye yeqembu lesizwe lona ebeliphatheka kumncintiswano weCOSAFA uqhutshelwa kwele Namibia. Ngesonto iqembu leDynamos lizadibana lele Nkezi Platinum enkundleni yeRuvaro kuthi ele Hawmine lizanqikilana lele Highlanders enkundleni eBaba Fields. Omunye wabaqeqeshi beqembu leHighlanders uCosmas Zulu ukhuthaze abalandeli bebhosi ukuba basekele abadlali ukuze babe nedlabuzane.
Awungikho ndlela kungaka support yeHighlanders madoda. Yibo abanikazi betimu. Thingekile ukuthabisa amasupporter, siyothabisa ubani. We need those supporters.
Kweminye imidlalo ezadlalwa ngesonto iqembu leBorder Strikers lizemukelela iChapungu enkundleni yeDunivazimu. Njalo lokhu kuyabe kungokwakuqala ukuba abafana beBorder Strikers besebenzele inkundla selokhu bengene kusigaba saphezulu ekuqaleni komnyaka. Iqembu leTriangle lizajana lele Wange enkundleni yeGipo kuthi iqembu leMutare City Rovers lizemukelela iCapes United enkundleni yeSakuva. Sikhangele umdlalo weRugby. Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yeRugby Union uNumzana Nyarara Isibanda uthi lenhlanganiso izaqhubekela phambili ngenhlelo ebeziqoqwa nguMuyi uLamek Kasuka, yena odlule emhlabeni ngesonto edluleyo njalo ongcwatshwe ngolwesine kobulawayo. UKasuka uhlale esibhedlela kweminyaka engama-26 ngemva kokulimala umhlane ngesikhathi iqembu leHighlanders Rugby Club lizilolonga ngomnyaka ka-1990. Owadlala loKasuka kuqembu leHighlanders Rugby Club uThemba Phiri uthi uMuyi ngomunye wabantu abadlala indima enkulu ekutheni umdlalo weRugby umemetheke udlalwe emalokitshini ahlala abaningi.
Sasilama-organization ayesisponsor ukuthi sisebenzise ukukhotsha izikolezi zama-Western Coca-Cola, i-Leox, i-National Breweries, o-Olamic lawothabulawo lo-Mr. Sibanda, they were in the forefront in organizing these things. Befuna ukuthi game of rugby be played in the Western Suburbs.
USibanda uthi loba uKasuka ebengumuntu ongasenelisi ukuma loba ehambe ngezakhe inyawo uyale lokhu ephatheka ekuthuthukisweni komdlalo we-rugby, njalo inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Rugby Union izaqhubekisela phambili imisebenzi yakhe.
Izinto ebezisenziwa ngukasuka yizinto zokuthi ubefisa ukuthi yena aqhubekisele phambili i-rugby. Ngimele iZimbabwe Rugby Union siyakhala ngokulahlekelwa ngumuntu obeqhuba i-rugby. Eyakhe i-chapter sizameka kushuwa ukuthi ngonyaka ngonyaka isiza sponsor iZimbabwe Rugby Union.
Ukasuka ungcwatshwe emathuneni eLady Stanley, okuyindawo okubekwa khona abantu ababebenze imisebenzi yokuthuthukisa impilo lenhlalakahle yabahlali bedolobho lakoBulawayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Umbukiso wezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe owesangana ihlanganani Tourism Expo uvuliwe okusemthethweni lamhlanje koBulawayo ngobe mele umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko. Ababukisayo lonyaka bathi ukuza kwalombukiso koBulawayo kulakho ukubalethela amathuba amahle amabhizimusi. Kubika unompumelelo Moyo.
Embikweni awubalelwe yisiphathamandla sehofisi yakhe uHonorable Tabethi Kanengoni Malinga, umsekeli kamongameli weZimbabwe u-Ambassador Phelekezela Mphoko uchaze ukuba uyathokoza ukuba uhulumende wakhe usephumele imizamo yokuvuselela uBulawayo, ethi bazaqhubeka besebenza ngamandla ekuvuseleleni leli dolobho. Ubona ngezokuthengiselana kuhetela yebhejudi eduzane legcekeni lendizamthina ele Oliver Tambo eSouth Africa, umnumzana Jonathan Lunga ongomunye wabasembukisweni lo uthi bakhangelele ukuthola amathuba amahle njalo bayaqala ukuzobukisa ehlanganani.
Ngize lapha ukuzobonisa ngikhombise ngehotela yethu ikuthi senzani, sikwazi ukwenza ama-conference. Ihotela yethu ihotela elikhulu, sinezindlu zokula, amagumbi okulala ayi-665, sineyindawo zokwenzela imihlangano ezingu-61. So okungenze ngeza lapha ngibuya eJohannesburg ukuthi iSouth Africa inabantu abaningi abeza lapha koBulawayo bezovakasha, njalo ngokunjalo kunabantu abaningi abasuka lapha eSouth Africa abasuka eZimbabwe besiya eSouth Africa. Ngiyaxolisa, nasuka eZimbabwe ngise South Africa, ikakhulukazi abantu abalapha koBulawayo.
Umnumzana Bheki Sibanda, umqondisi we-M&M Joyous Events koBulawayo, yena uthi bona bayaqala ukuzobukisa ehlanganani njalo sebethole ibhizimusi ethembisayo kwabathengayo abasuka eZimbabwe lakwamanye amazwe.
Thina i-M&M yokuqala kwethu exhibitor kusangana ehlanganani, and okusithokosayo ukuthi sesingenile and siyathokoza kakhulu ngoba sesiyathola ama-clients even outside the countries. Baningi abantu ababuyileyo kustand zethu bezobuka, so I'm happy. Some they left their business cards, so I'm happy ukuthi sizathola, sesiyathola ama-business. And thina umsebenzi wethu esiwenzayo, we do i-deco and catering, we do e-conferencing. On deco, if I'm saying deco and catering, we do everything to make your event a blessing. So we provide everything. We have a lot of equipment. As you see, I see 7 inside. We have e-conferencing conference. We have a conference room. That is a capacity of 150 people.
Abathengi abanengi babikwa besuka eSouth Africa, abanye emhlobulweni we-Middle East, Africa, Europe, China, Asia, Pacific, leMelika. Umbukiso wesangana ihlanganani uzakwenzelwa ku-Hall 342 la ku-A, njalo ukhangelela ukuba le mihlangano emithathu ejonge ukuthuthukisa ezokwethekelelana. ELeSouth Africa yilo elilezethekeli eziza eZimbabwe eziningi uma kuqathaniswa lamanye amazwe. Yintathele izindaba ezingaba ngamashumi amathathu lantathu ezize ukuzoloba ngesangana ihlanganani zisuka kwamanye amazwe womhlaba bezigcinwe yi-ZTA emizameni yokuba balobe kahle ngeZimbabwe njengoba kulilizwe elibikwa lilobudlwangudlwangu kusukela lapho kuqhutshwa uhlelo lukahulumende olokwaba kutsha umhlabathi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington DC, nginguPraxedes Jeremiah ngilibalele udaba olulotshwe nguNompumelelo Moyo ekobulawayo.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, umsebenzi uphokile.
Uhlelo lweWoza Friday namuhla silomculi weRumba uMbata Pela ehamba leqembu lakhe leBrunaberg Challengers. Utapela insizwa edabuka esigabeni seBrunaberg ePlumtree njalo leli lidlalate lakhe lesine elilesihloko esithi impilo ngumthwalo. Ubumbe iqembu leBrunaberg Challengers ngomnyaka ka-2010. Kwathi ngomnyaka olandelayo wakhithiza idlalate lakhe lakuqala waleteza isihloko esithi odume ngakho. Okwamanje uthi uphakathi kokupheka elesihlanu. Idlalade lakhe lesine leli lilengoma eziyisithupha ezigoqela le ethi ikhono lami. Lapho abambisane khona labaculi ababili abathi uThemba Mathe lo Prosper. Bawaqumba kumba kamnandi ke lapha amakatali abafana beBrunaberg Challengers. Kule ethi hamba juba utapela leqembu lakhe babambisane lomunye njalo umculi odumileyo uAllen Ndoda.
Awusize ngose ngovula metho kusasemanje mathola kulwelayo. Ngithe ngibona amaphutha ke mathola mayedele namaphutha ngikwazi ukushintsha indlela kusasemanje.
Simbuze ukuthi kungani eqhakathekisa ukuxhasana labanye abaculi.
Uba mfana nabanye abaculi kuyasiza ngakusasa uzobuka ukufuna usizo kuye noma yena ufuna usizo lwakho. So ukuba mfana nabanye abaculi ngibona kuqhakatheke kakhulu ngoba kuke kukhuphula nakwezinye indawo abaziwa khona wena ongaziwa khona.
Ungamuzwa ethi awuzweke unganakana ukuthi mhlawumbe yindolwane kanti cha yikuthi nje uMbata Pela ngumhlabeleli okhule ekhwabita kakhulu imisebenzi yendolwane Super Sounds.
Ngithanda umculo kakhulu wendolwane Super Sounds, yikho lapho ngilandela kakhulu ngaze ngahlangana nabafoti abafana nobumuthi yasishawuke bangibonisa indlela yomculo ngaze ngaba umculi nami othandwa ngabantu. Kuthi manje siseduze nje ngethikithi yesibili ndathi zidibene olu mthuba.
Wozane ngoma makhona challenge zamahle.
Njengabanye bonke abahlabeleli utapela ukhala ngepiracy njalo uthi udinga usekelo lwenu olugcweleyo njengomhlabeleli osacathulayo.
Ngesifiso sami mina ukuze ngilethule umsebenzi omuhle njalo ngaso sonke isikhathi ngicela isapoti yabo ngoba umculo ususukisela emuva ngendlela osokwenzeka ngakhona ukusapota ipiracy. Lo mculo okhophwayo bewuthenga esitaradeni lana usephula amandla thina singakwazi nokuba yithulela omunye ngokuzayo ngoba sike singakayitholanga inzuzo. Inzuzo isike kulezi inyoni esithi ma singalima zona zisivumele ukudla.
Utapela leqembu lakhe leBrunaberg Challengers baphuma ke enkundleni ngale ethi induku enhle.
Izisho sithi induku enhle iganyulo ezizwe.
Bruna Beck challengers baqhiba ke uhlelo lwethu lwa lamhlanje bebe kuhlelo was a Friday uhlelo lokuzilibazisa njengoba kungolwesihlanu nje ukuziqhiba izosuku sikhangele ebezikhokhela uqhamuka njalo udlakela komunye umhlangano obizwe nguhulumende ngenjongo yokuzwa imbono kaZulu ngokuguqulwa komthetho we-Local Government Amendment Bill. Yachaya makamu angu azibe wope mthokazi omuhle lilale olivalelisayo mntungamili inkomo.